Yuma Perches Mishne Gimel Achol V'Shasa Behelam Achas. If a person eats and drinks with one helam, with one lack of knowledge, let's say he didn't know it was Yom Kippur today, or he didn't know that these things are asur, and he ate and he drank, Einu Chayev Elechatas Echos. He's only Chayev one Chatas. Why? Because both eating and drinking are learnt out from one Pasuk. Therefore, it's one Isser. Taisi Zanta brings the Gemara, because it says it's really learnt out from Meiser Sheni, because it says by Meiser Sheni, Minasata Kesib Chol Asher Tava Nafshecha, Babakar Uvatzon, and then it says, Bayayin Uvashecher. And Shecher Lav Dafka, it's beer. When you go to Yerushalayim and bring all your money, Lav Dafka, you buy food, drinks, but you don't have to buy beer. And still the Torah says, V'achalta, on everything that you buy, you eat it. And it's even talking about the drinks, and it still calls that eating, because it's grouping together with everything else, and it says you eat. So there you see that drinking is called part of eating. Ochol va'asa malacha, but what if he eats on Yom Kippur? Let's say he doesn't know it's Yom Kippur. And he also does malacha on Yom Kippur. Chayv shnei chatos, he's chayv to bring two carbon chatoses, because these are two separate averas. Ochol oicholin she'enu ruyin la'achila, v'shosin mashkin she'enu ruyin la'lishasiya. Person eats foods that are not fitting to eat, or drinks that are not fitting to drink. Vishasa tsir omurias pater. And he drinks the liquid that comes out from salted fish. That's tsir. And murias is the fish brine. It's the fat oil that comes out from salted fish. So here, the Mishnah tells us pater. He's pater from kares and the chatas. Like the Tvaisol points out, that even though tsir and murias are fitting to use as dips, and during the year he can sing tsir mishalo achalnu if he eats it, nevertheless, since it's not really fitting to eat by itself, he's pater. Now, what's interesting is the Mishnah told us, though, that anything that's not fitting to eat, so why is it grouping this as a separate category? So some learn that the Mishnah is just saying, like, example, kigon, tsir, or murias. And that's actually the Rambam's girsa. It's kigon, like, for example. The Mishnah is giving us examples. And the Torah also uses such a lashon. The Taisi Center brings this down.